You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank God for another day. It's just a blessing to have the blood still running warm in our veins and to be alive, breathing his air, that Ruach, the breath of God. Oh, we just thank God for the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit this morning that's alive and in us if we are born again, if we are believers, if we've been washed in the blood, if we've been washed in the water of his word, and we've been born from the Spirit, born from above, then we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. And we just thank God for Jesus. But we thank God, we thank Jesus for the Holy Spirit this morning, because we couldn't do it without the Holy Spirit. We have a great assignment before us to lead all the souls we can to Jesus while we're on this assignment here on earth. But sometimes we get slack in what we're supposed to do because we get tired. But we can't be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. On that day we shall reap a reward. And not only that, but that we shall be with Jesus in eternity. And just think about that. If we get this thing wrong, and you've heard me say this over and over, I'm going to keep saying it till Jesus come and he call me home. Eternity is a long time to be wrong. If we don't get this thing right, this right here is a dress rehearsal. We getting ready for eternity. We getting ready to walk around heaven. We getting ready to worship the Lord all the time. We getting ready. We training down here. So we on assignment. But just think about it. If we get it wrong, eternity is a long time, because when you close your eyes here, that's only the beginning. It's not the end. It's just the beginning. Our life here is just like a vapor. It's like the dew on the morning grass. By the time the later part of the morning comes, 10, 11 o'clock, you don't even realize that the dew was even there. It's really fast. This is temporary. But once we close our eyes, it's eternal. We step into the eternal realm. And we must ask ourselves that question this morning. Where will we spend eternity? Because if we get it wrong, eternity is a long time to be in a burning hell. We catch enough hell around here on day to day, just living, just trying to survive and trying to thrive in this body of Christ and doing what we've been called to do and to fulfill the assignment, the call, the purpose, what he's called us and anointed us for. We catch a lot of hell because we're fighting an adversary. And that adversary has been around a long time. And he's always plotting and planning. He's crouching at the door waiting for us to give him a crack, to give him just a little bit of an entry point. That gate or that portal, that door will be open that he can come in and wreak havoc. Because when we do that, when we're not lining up with the word, we're not living like we should, we give him legal access into our lives. Because he don't have that access unless we give it to him. He don't have the power we think he has. Because God has given Jesus all power on heaven and in earth. And Jesus has given us power over all the power of the enemy. So we need to exercise that. And we have authority in his name. With the Holy Spirit is that power that dwells on the inside of us. So we have the power to overcome. We have the power to go through any storm. Anything that the enemy throws at us, we have the power to go through. with the Holy Spirit working on the inside of us, working through us, thinking through us, speaking through us. So we have to be mindful of that. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just lift your name this morning. We magnify you. We glorify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We reverence you because you're worthy. You're God and you're God all by yourself. There's none like you. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Lord, we come this morning just to lift up the name of Jesus, to lean on your everlasting arms. It is by grace that we are saved through faith in the finished work on the cross. And we just thank you right now for that shed blood on Calvary's cross. Oh, how you walked down the Via Dolorosa to shed your blood for us, to nail all our sins, that debt we could not pay, to that cross. Oh, we thank you, but you didn't stay there. You went down to hell for 3 days and you loosed the captive. And you come back with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And you are risen. And you are seated at the right hand of the Father right now. And you're steady making intercession for us. Lord, we just thank you this morning for salvation, the plan of salvation. We thank you that you saved us. We thank you that you have a plan for us and a purpose that we might lead all the souls that we can back to you, Jesus. And we can't do it in the natural, but we can only do it when you put your super on our nature. And your super is your spirit dwelling on the inside of us, leading us, guiding us, comforting us, showing us the way. And your instructions, your word, the foundation is who you are, Jesus. Just teach us to hide that word in our heart, engrave it in our hearts, that it will flow out of our mouth like a river. Let this word go forth on this morning and fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, that it might germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Oh, we thank you for your word this morning, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, in every home, in every vehicle, in every workplace, in every park, in every fishing boat, everywhere and anywhere that the voice can be heard over these airwaves, Lord. We just thank you right now, and we take authority over the airwaves for your word. Because we know the enemy is the prince of the power of the air, but we take authority right now because we're part of the sovereign kingdom that's far above principalities and powers. So we come praying from a place of victory of that sovereign kingdom. And we thank you this morning, Lord, that you've given us power over all the power of the enemy, and that we can step on his head this morning. And we can be careful that he won't bruise our heel, but we can step on that head. We can crush that head this morning, because we know that time is winding up, Lord. And we know that we have very little time to get this gospel to all four corners of the earth. And we know that you're not coming until that's happened. So, Father, we just thank you right now for your word. Let your word penetrate the hearts and the minds of your people right now. Let it draw them by your spirit on this morning. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for all those that are lost that will give their life to Christ on today. We thank you for the backslider that will come back into the fold. We thank you for the born-again believer, the saints, that will be encouraged on this morning. Lord, we just thank you that right now, have your way. Holy Spirit, speak. Speak, Holy Spirit. Think through me. Speak through me. We just thank you right now, Lord, for the owners of this radio station. Lord, continue to bless them, keep them, cover them. Father, the technicians, the men and women of God who come through and make sure that your word, your songs, your hymns go out over the airwaves. Continue to anoint them and bless them and give them the strength they need. Lord, the men and women of God who come through preaching, teaching, and ministering, prophesying, Lord, just continue to anoint them. Give them provision for the vision. Lord God, just let them know that they shouldn't be weary in well-doing, for in due season they shall reap. And we know that you're right there with us. You're leading us by your Spirit. You're strengthening us. You're propping us up where we're leaning. You're building us up where we're torn down. And we just thank you this morning, Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. We ask a special prayer over those that are bereaved, all the bereaved families all over the land. Lord, we know that people are leaving here at an alarming rate. And Lord, we know that they can't leave unless it's their time. But Lord, we just thank you that those that die in you are blessed. Lord, and we just ask that you give peace and comfort to the families that are bereaving, that are going through, Lord, knowing that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord when they die in you. And we just thank you right now, Father, for all that you're doing in this season. Lord, we thank you that we are part of it, that we can be a mouthpiece for you. Lord, let this word be accepted. Let it do what it's supposed to do. Let it not return to you void, because this is your word. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And this morning, we're looking at Ephesians 1. We're still in Ephesians 1 because there's a lot of meat on this bone. And when we get all the meat off the bone, we're going to chew on the gristle. And last time we did 1 through 3, but I'm going to go back to 3 because I ran out of time. I didn't really get a chance to expound on it like I wanted to. And I'm going to read verses 3 through 4. And we're going to expound on it a little bit. And it reads thus, and I'm reading from the King James Version. And it reads thus, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." Amen. Amen. And we here see the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul at one time was going around collecting up the saints, and he was had them bound and bringing them before court, and he thought he was doing what was right, but he was wrong as three left shoes. But he had an encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, and he seen that light. That light was so bright that he couldn't see in the natural for 3 days. But he knew it was the Lord, and the Lord gave him a mission. He commissioned him to go to the Gentiles and to preach and teach and lead them to Jesus. And the fact of the matter is, sometimes we can be going about our busy schedules, thinking that we're doing what we should be doing, but we have to really make sure that it lines up with the word of God. Because this is our instruction. While we're here, this is our constitution. These are our bylaws. This is what governs us, the word of God. As a born-again believer, if you're a born-again believer, this is what guides us. And this is how we build our relationship with the Lord Jesus. We can't be in religion. See, Paul was in religion. He thought he was doing what was right. But we have to be in relationship with Jesus. We have to be, and this is how we be in relationship. When we study the word, we meditate on the word becomes us, and we are the word. If Christ is the word, and we are in Christ, that means that the word is part of us too. We are the word too. So we have to know who we are. And as we look at this word and meditate and get into the word, and the word gets into us, it's a mirror. It shows us us. So that's why I say that we are the word too. It shows us who we are and who we should be. So it's a reflection, because we're made in his image and after his likeness. and his likeness. So this is a reflection of who we should be, who we've been called to be, who we've been made to be. So we have to really get into this word, and it's a blessed be to God. We have to praise him, bless him, magnify him, lift him up, because he's a great God. And he had a plan for us. He had a plan for us. From the very beginning, he had a plan for us. He had a plan for us that we might have eternal salvation. That was his plan and purpose for us, because he knew we was going to mess up. But he had a plan for mankind. That's amazing all by itself. That before we ever messed up, before we was a twinkle, he already had a plan to save us and to bring us back, to reconcile us back into the family, into the kingdom of God, that we might be the sons and daughters that would go astray. And he sent his only begotten son, Jesus. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So all this was already preordained, predestined for us from the very beginning. So we praise him, we bless him. And this is what the apostle is doing. He say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he so loved the world. God so loved the world. He didn't love what the world was doing, the sin, but he loved those that were in the world and those that would be in the world way back before we got him. He loved us so much. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, John 3:16. He sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believed on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's for eternity. He loved us that much. That's not the kind of love we throw around like a philos or eros, you know, like a brotherly love or an affectionate, you know, love that we have a man for a woman. You know, it's not that. This is an agape love. This is a love that loves in spite of. That there's no conditions. It's unconditional love. I don't love you because this or that, or I don't stop loving you because you do this or you do that. I love you beyond that, because it's who God is and it's who we should be if we are in Christ. If we are in Christ, we should be loved also, because that's the only way they're going to know us, by our love one for another. That's how they're going to know that we his disciples, that we're following him, that we're his sons and daughters, because we should be loved too. If God is love and we're made in his image and after his likeness, we should be love. So there's a lot going on in this world and you don't see no love. People in road rage, they're killing people for just the least little thing. And they don't respect life. They don't respect people. They don't respect God. They've lost that reverence, that holy reverence for God, that fear of God. They've lost it. And some never had it. But we got to get back to that holy reverential fear for God. Because he is God. And he sit high and he look low. He's in control of everything. He's in control of it. I know you think you're in control, that you in charge, you large, but you're not in control of nothing. And the only reason you're in the position you're in, the only reason you sit in that seat, no matter who you are, from the highest to the lowest, is because of God. And the finished work on the cross, that Jesus paid the price for us. Our older brother Jesus. Our Father God, which art in heaven. Holy, hallowed be thy name. Holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come. Huh? Your will be done, God. We need to ask that his will be done, not our will. So we can know if we're right on the right course, if we're right on the right path, that we're doing what we've been called to do, what we've been commissioned and assigned to do. We all have an assignment. If we're born again, if we're in Christ, we have an assignment. If not, then we're just aimlessly moving around in here, doing our own thing. We're lost. But if we are in him, and this is what the apostle doing, he's saying, blessed, praise him, worship him, adore him. The word says that if I be lifted up, I'll do the drawing. He gonna do the drawing. We can't build ourselves up on our platforms. It's not about us. It's not about my foe and no more. It's about all those lost souls that are out there that need to hear the gospel, that need to hear our testimonies. Because that's how we overcome the evil one, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. They need to hear what God has already brought us through and what he's yet doing, how he's sustaining us right now in the midst of all the turmoil, all that's going on right now, how he's keeping us by his spirit. Huh? He has already done the work. The work is already finished. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It's all in Christ. If you're out of Christ, then it don't count. This don't apply to you. You lost. You must be born again. You must be in Christ. You must surrender to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And let him come in and give you a new heart, a heart of flesh, and get rid of that stony heart, that it might be meat for the master's use, that your heart will be pliable, that he can use you, that you can receive from him, that you can hear his voice, that you can equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. And that's what it's all about, leading souls to Jesus. We can't save them. We can't heal them. We don't have a heaven or hell to put them in. We didn't shed our blood for their soul salvation. We need to watch and pray over their souls, because the enemy's trying to take all the souls he can to hell with him. But we need to tell him about Jesus, who's already paid the price. And those spiritual blessings are that we have redemption, that we've been forgiven of our sins, that we have an inheritance. We heirs to the throne. We are joint heirs with Christ. So it belongs to us as well when we're part of the kingdom. So everything that you need, you already have. But not only that, that you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise until that time when it all is complete, when we see him face to face, when we reign with him. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Those are the spiritual blessings. We get the fringe benefit of the gifts and the fruits, the gifts, the gift of prophecy, the gift of healing, the gift of word of knowledge, the fruits, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faith. Those are byproducts. Those are fringe benefits from the Spirit, because the Spirit has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Those are the working of the Spirit that is in us. We should show some signs. We should show some signs of this love, of this peace, of this joy. We should show some signs of the gifts. They should be able to look at us and know that we are in Christ and Christ is in us, that we're being led by the Spirit. They should see it on us. When we speak, when we talk, but the most important thing is how we live our lives. Because the greatest sermon that you ever preach, the greatest prayer that you ever pray, is by how we live our lives. That's how they're going to know that we are in Christ. That's how they're going to know that we belong to the kingdom of God. That's how they're going to know that we are walking by faith. That's how they're going to know, because he opened this up, this epistle. We should be living, walking epistles. We are speaking spirits because God is spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and truth, and we're made in his image after his likeness. We're spirit first. We have this body, this earth suit, and we possess a soul. So just like God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, the Godhead, three in one, three expressions in one, three functions in one, three personalities in one. We are triune as well. We are three in one, spirit, body, soul. So we need to walk accordingly. We need to govern ourselves accordingly, because we already have everything we need. They should see this. They shouldn't see us building ourselves up. People idolizing us. We shouldn't have idols. We should put no God before him. But we make many things our idols. But nothing should come before God. Nothing. It's God first. That's why the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. So this is what we have to do. We have to seek him first. Lay it all at the altar. No matter what you're going through, lay it all at the altar, because God is in control. He's already given us everything we need with the Spirit. The Spirit leads us into all truth and righteousness. The Spirit strengthens us. It brings to our remembrance every word that God has said. But we have to put the word in for him to bring it to our remembrance. And the Spirit will... The Spirit will put super on our natural, and he will equip us to do the work that we need to do for the upbuild of the kingdom, for the assignment that is on our lives, that we'll be able to lead folk to Christ, because they'll be drawn by the anointing that's on us. And it's not us, but it's Christ that is in us, and we're leading them to Christ. So until next time, be blessed. We love you. Keep the faith. Amen. Amen.
We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust the man on time.